Potters. Welcome to episode 199 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Woo! Can you guys hear it? Listen, listen.
And we had to cut it there so we don't get hit by YouTube.
Yes, it is, in fact, the final countdown until episode 200 of our podcast. 200!
Which is insane. It is insane. It should not be 200.
I feel so old.
We are.
200 episodes.
Lady, we are. We are old in the cosplay community. Have you seen all the youngins running around?
I was youngin' once.
Yeah, once. We're not any longer. We've been doing this for 200 episodes.
I was also much smaller then. And had more hair.
I had hopes and dreams.
Oh, I still have hopes and dreams. I have hopes and dreams I'll eventually learn to be good at something.
Maybe one day I'll be good at editing this podcast.
Maybe one day I'll be good at cosplay.
Yay!
Which we'll be talking about
later.
After the show. So stay tuned for the after section, peeps.
Oh, man. But yeah, 200 is coming up really freaking quickly. Ridiculously quickly.
Yes. So this is like the final last minute call. Like, rush those entries in if you guys are going to submit anything for episode 200. Basically, you should have had it in already. But if you rush it, we might be able to still get it in the show. We've got quite a few questions that we've had people submitted for our Q&A, which is fantastic. Thank you so much. We really enjoy doing those. So, of course, if you have questions you'd like to submit, get those in really, really, really quick, and we'll try and include it in the show. I don't think we can take any more suggestions for what to do for the show.
No.
In terms of, like, things to do, because we've basically already got plans.
It's like, we're done on that one. We can probably sneak in a couple more questions, or if you guys have, like, any, like, special, like, thank you notes you want to send, or, like, tribute videos, or whatever the heck you want to send in, I'll try to sneak them in as much as I can, because, like, Val's got to have time to put all of this together, and she's basically working all day, every day, all the time. So I got to make time to get all of this to work together. And I'd like to make it work, but you got to give me the stuff, like, now.
Yes, please. If you guys have any favorite episodes from the past 200, or any just favorite moments in general, whether on the show or just a moment in cosplay in the last 8 years, please do feel free to share those with us, as we do really like talking about those on the show.
Absolutely.
All right. So with that, let us move into cosplay updates.
Yay! And I usually start this, and I have been working on cosplay stuff, but I don't really have a whole lot to show because it's all, like, off to the side, and I need to, like, clean up again because, as always, when you're crafting, you make a mess. Stuff goes everywhere. And I'm at that point where stuff is everywhere and things are in these tote bags that I've made, and I gotta rearrange. I'm at the point, though, with my Borderlands costume that I'm almost ready to start painting it, which is great because the weather has finally cooled down. I can take the stuff outside and enjoy the weather while I paint. That'll be nice. Really, the only thing I left I have to do is I just have to put the glove together and finally fix the neck piece on this horrible leotard that I made. But then once that's done, it's great. It'll all be good. I hate neck pieces. I hate necks and I hate sleeves. Those are my biggest enemies. I am the worst at those two things. They're just my number one nightmares. Pants are easy. Sleeves are hard. So yeah. But what I can show off is the wig that I have been slowly and steadily working on. Whoop. Ever so much so. Oh, look at that long hair of Godiva greatness. And I just started steadily spiking it. This is going to be kind of weird in the back for now. I'm actually going to go and razor cut this, but I wanted to get a general shape going before I started to actually trim and cut and go into this. But this is the fun part. It's going to be so special and great. So here's the funny thing about this wig is it is a short wig, and I did put wefts in here. Clearly I put wefts in here. But when I initially bought the color of this wig, they didn't have long wefts available. However, they did have a long ponytail clip available. So I bought the ponytail clip. I took it off of its little thing. It was still in its netting. Put some tacky glue down the center, let that dry. Cut it, put tacky glue down again so that way kind of kept everything into place. And then sewed them straight into the wig. It works. I was like, you know what? It was a little bit cheaper than actually getting the long wefts. The long wefts probably would have been nicer. They would have been much more even. I think I would have liked it a little bit better. But for a good solution, for something that you won't get a whole lot of, like, you won't see a whole lot of this because she wears a hood the whole time. I think this works nicely. It's a great solution. So I'm happy with that. And I'm hoping that I can post the painting progress once I get going, because that'll be a fun mess. Had to reorder paints. They're all in. They're ready to go. I'm ready to get this costume done so I can work on something else because the goal is to finish projects. That's my goal. So there we go. I'm done with cosplay updates.
I must say that wig is looking sharp.
Oh my gosh. It'll look even more sharper once I start painting it.
As soon as you said I started spiking the wig, I was going to explode with that one.
Oh, of course you were.
I too cannot show my progress because it's actually under my sewing machine right now.
Woo!
I have been making like Halloween grade boot covers.
Nice.
Mostly because I'm working from a commercial pattern and I did not realize just how bad the boot covers were until I started making them. Mine are lined because they need to be. And they're actually almost exactly the right fit for my legs. It's just that the way they have it in the center is they've got a seam down the center, so it's a very sharp edge. So, of course, I took away that edge, but the drape is still sharp, and there's not much I can do to take that away. So it makes for kind of a bit of a messy lay on the top of the shoe. But, I learned this is for one of those easy peasy, get costume out kind of things. And it's mostly meant to just cover up the color of the boots I'll be wearing. Just because not everything needs to have, black boots and pants underneath it. Maybe this time I want to go with brown pants and boots, which is actually what I'm doing. So I'm making brown boot covers. But the flat-soled boots I have are black. So I'm just changing the color, that's all. So once that is done, I finished sewing the hood. And now I have to just finish everything else. The cloak. The hood goes to the robe itself, the puffy painting. There's still so much to do, and yet I didn't have as much time as I wanted to work on them this week because my washing machine broke with all of my clothing inside in a locked position, and I spent all week, every day, as soon as I got home from work, trying to troubleshoot that sucker and get it working, but no. So I just wasted a week's worth of time that I could have been working on cosplay. And ended up having to get a new washer.
Adulting.
Yes, but at least now I can wash my clothing, including my cosplay. I just may not have the cosplay done for Halloween like I had wanted, but hopefully I will have it done in time to wear it for Texas Renaissance Festival.
There's always another time where you can wear it.
I know. Honestly, like I would only be the mildest bit disappointed if I don't end up finishing it in time for that, because it's not like I don't have other costumes I can wear. But, I mean, it would be nice to have, but I can always wear it to something like Alcon. I just don't want to have another unfinished project sitting out on my couch, because then I end up with several unfinished projects all sitting out on my couch. And my apartment is cluttered enough already. I don't need more. That's basically what I've been doing. In fact, I've been sitting here hand stitching. This is my clan banner that I'm almost done with. It has been a little warm for ironing for me to fuse the appliques to it, but now that it's supposed to be 40 degrees tonight, I won't feel so bad about breaking out the iron.
That's your personal heater now. There you go.
It will, in fact, heat part of the apartment. By which I mean the 6 inches around it.
Absolutely. It works. It's fine.
Now, see, that's the time when you bake cookies. Of course, then I don't fit into my cosplay. that is all that I have for cosplay updates. I believe we can move into our topic for
We
today.
can, yep.
Yes. This one came to me honestly after a conversation that we had about getting your cosplay ready and then all of the rigmarole around wearing it at a convention. It's like, so what do you do with the cosplay afterward? You just toss it in a box and that's it? No. No, of course that's not it. I
You
mean, that's it if you want a completely wrinkled mess that may or may not be in one piece when you come back to it.
I was about to say, I know some people who keep it like in their luggage for months and months and months before they consider pulling it out again and doing anything with it.
I hope that at least the luggage is indoors, right?
Well, maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know. I would be, I just think about con funk. Like that's asking for con funk.
I can tell you from experience having a broken washer that unwashed clothing starts to smell pretty bad after about 3 days.
Does.
Cosplay is probably also going to smell pretty bad if you have not cleansed it after about 3 days. So we figured we would talk about cosplay maintenance, what you basically do with your costume after the convention is over, and how you take care of it so that it lasts for as long as possible, and so that you can keep wearing it con after con after con. With that said, let us begin. The premise. You have just finished wearing your costume at a convention. You have had a fan-freaking-tastic time at the convention. You've got all of your costume pieces lying on the bed. You have changed into your pajamas. Now what?
I stare at it longingly, decide that this is too much of a hassle, roll it all into a ball, and then shove it into the corner of my crafting room and deal with it at a later time. That's
I'm just
impressive.
talking about when you're at the hotel.
Oh, when you're at the hotel? Oh, geez. I would
Yeah, this is
still.
like you just took the costume off.
Oh, I'd still wad it up in a ball and throw it away. No.
I had a feeling that's where you were going with this.
Okay, but the real answer, the Val answer, the serious Val answer is I actually have garment bags for every single one of my costumes for this particular reason, is to help me not only stay organized, but to ensure that the costumes go back into their original home. They have a place where they're nice, they're stored, they're secured, everything lays flat, everything is neat, nothing gets really wrinkled up, and it helps kind of keep everything like in order. So that's actually the first thing that I do is when I'm in the hotel room and I'm changing out a costume, I put the costume back on their plastic hangers, put them back in their garment bag, and I hang them back up. I take the time to make sure that I take those extra steps so that way it's all good, it's all gravy, and it's easier to clean in the long run too. Or if something like happens to the garment and you could like spill something on it, I haven't had this happen to me yet, knock on wood. But if something happens to it, I know you're laughing at me, thank you. At least I can keep it separated from the rest of my costume so that way my other costumes don't get that stain, don't get that smell. So that's also why I like the garment bags too. But yes, I put everything in a garment bag and I put it back originally as I packed it so that way it's ready to go, it's safe, it's secure. Definitely makes it much easier when packing the last day too, because all I have to do is just hanger, bag, done.
I'm actually with Kaori. I do gently pack them back into the box because I bring mine in paper boxes since I have a bunch of spares. I do gently pack them back into the box. I try and roll the fabric as much as I can to prevent wrinkles because folding it will actually set wrinkles. But the most important thing that I do is I brush out the wig.
And definitely in Amber's case, because she does a lot of long wigs.
I coarsely brush them, so I don't necessarily have to finely brush them, but I do try and get most of the really bad tangles out. And then I do braid it and I coil it back into its bag. And I also make sure that as I'm gently packing my costume back into the box, I account for all the pieces. because it's not fun to pack your costume and then realize you left something in the hotel, or worse, something broke off and you didn't notice it. Because then you have to replace it before you wear it again. So I do try and inspect each piece as I'm packing it back in the box, make note of anything that's broken, anything that's chipped, anything that needs to be repainted, basically anything that needs repair. Yes, you can bring hydrogen peroxide and soap to spot clean, or basically bleach pens. If your fabric allows it, please test this first, because if you use it and your fabric does not take bleach, you're probably going to regret it. So it's generally best to test those on scrap first. Something else you can also take is they now have little travel-sized bottles. They're about this big of Febreze. And you can just basically spritz your costume really quickly, more or less to take care of the smell. This, let's just put it this way. As we say that Axe is not a shower at conventions, Febreze does not take the place of washing a costume. All it does is it basically just gets rid of the scent. It
It's a
doesn't get rid of it doesn't get rid of the bacteria that caused the scent.
good temporary solution.
Right. So if you just want to make sure that, your storage space doesn't smell with your cosplay in it, yeah, you can spritz it with Febreze. That's perfectly fine.
I also have
But
the spray downy wrinkle release thing. That thing works fantastically too. It also smells really nice.
yes, so in general, basically make sure that you pack your costume away with care, with concern, with forethought, and make note of anything that needs to be made note of. Repair, cleansing, that sort of thing. So then you get to take it home. And that's when you get to do the real work.
It's probably best to not leave it in your bag for 6 to 8 months before you decide to look at it and clean it. Again, it's just one of those things where, after a con, you kind of just tired and you just want to like crash and not do a whole lot because you've had a very busy weekend. But if you have a costume, you probably want to check it first to make sure that it's okay, to fix any cleaning ups that need to be done. And actually, for me personally, the first thing I do when I get home is I unpack all of my costumes and I start the cleaning process. If it's made out of materials that I know are safe for the washing machine, they'll go into the washing machine, make sure they go through the cold cycle so that way they maintain their color, light tumble in the dryer, we're all good. If it's materials that I know will not go well in the washing machine, hand washing process. Which is always fun and enjoyable, and then air dry it. Also fun and enjoyable. But there's also something kind of nice and just calming in doing that process of getting everything clean, because it's almost like it becomes a ritual. Because once everything is clean, you can put it away, and you just kind of feel nice and good about the fact that everything is done, and it's one less thing that you have to worry about and focus on. It's just cleaning all your normal everyday clothes at that point.
And anything that needs to be dry cleaned can obviously be dry cleaned. And the same process actually goes for your wig, because wigs do periodically need washing too, especially if you use a lot of product in them.
Wig
So same
washing.
sort of thing.
It's gonna depend. If you have a longer wig, like for me, that's like number one priority is get the long wig wash first because you know that thing is gonna tangle. Even though you may have spent all this time trying to ensure it doesn't tangle, it's still gonna get tangled. So I like to wash that first because that's more likely going to be touching more things, therefore have more germies on it, therefore I want to clean it ASAP because I'm a germaphobe. With shorter wigs, you can usually wear that one or two times, especially if you're in like a mild season and you don't sweat a whole lot. You're good for like, two, three wearings and you're good to go. If you're out in the middle of Texas summer, probably want to wash it after one wearing just to be safe. If you have something that's like a extremely styled. So you have like a super spiky Sora from Kingdom Hearts wig. Obviously, you can't wash that normally because you do, you're going to lose all that cool spike action. So what I do is I take a washcloth, I have it cold. Just damp, not like super drippy drippy wet, just damp. And then I use a little bit of shampoo and conditioner and rub it in, and then I take it and I rub it in on the inside of the wig where all the netting is. So that's part one. And then you do spray it with alcohol, which Kari just said in chat. Yeah, I spray it with alcohol to kind of help a little bit with killing some of those germs and bacteria, and then let it air dry. Don't blow dry it because that can warp the wig and change the styling of it depending on what product is in the wig. Air dry. Always best to do air dry.
Yep. And do make sure, if possible, that when you are drying these, whether you've put them in a dryer or if you line dry them, air dry them outside, you probably want to try and keep them as flat as possible to avoid wrinkles.
That's the hard
Because
part.
while it's wet and or hot, any wrinkles will set. And that makes your life, well, I don't want to say difficult.
It's
Let's just say
annoying.
it just means you have to iron it, basically. You have to iron it again.
Yeah.
One of the first things that I do once I take mine off and I get it home is I iron my costume. Basically, to get out any wrinkles that had set while I had them stored, because that way I can store them out flat or hanging in a garment bag. It's much easier that way. Plus, you have a place to store all the components, except the wig. Don't put the wig in a garment bag if you can help it.
Let the air just kind of go, whoo, let it
Yes.
breathe.
Yes. Cleaning the inside of a wig is really important since that's where basically your head touches it. And likewise, the inside of the costume is the part that mostly needs washing as opposed to the outside because that's where you touch it. You're basically just rinsing out body oils because bacteria is what causes the smell. So, once you have everything all cleaned, then you can do any repairs that you need to do. Any sprucing up, any repainting, if you need to glue any parts back on. If you have to put something through the wash and you have things glued to it, please make sure that the glue is wash friendly. Otherwise, you will lose those components when you wash it. And that's not fun either. So, take care of that. But as you're doing your repairs, something also to be cognizant of is the environment in which you're going to keep them. If you have, say, adhesives that are heat sensitive, say they should not be outside in the middle of Texas heat, then you probably don't want to eventually store your costume outside in the Texas heat. You want to keep it indoors in the closet if you can, not outdoors in the garage, say. So just be thinking about that as you're making any sort of repairs that you need. You can also make upgrades at this time. If you want to improve your costume, you can do that as soon as you get home. Once you've rested, I hope. It's not good to work when you're that exhausted. When I get home from cons, I literally just fall onto my bed.
It's
I'm not
crash.
joking.
It's crashing time.
Yes. So I usually wait like 2 weeks. Con recovery time, and then I start making repairs and upgrades to my costumes. And then once that's done, you store it. And of course, you can choose how to store it. Garment bags are usually best, I find. Do you store yours in garment bags once you're done?
Yep, everything I have is in garment bags. And I know, I think I said this last episode too, is the way that I have it set up is all of my cosplay accessories, I usually use either a tote bag or a plastic bag, and I put it in the garment bag with the costume so that way all the costume pieces are together in one spot. So I know nothing is missing, nothing's out of place, nothing's like in 20 different areas in my crafting room. I just pull it, the garment bag, and it's all there, ready to go for me. I don't even have to think about it. It does require more organizing, but I think it's so much easier in the long run because then I don't have to quadruple check when I'm packing because I know it's all in there. So I do that, but I also do the space saver bags for like the really big costumes. Space savers are the ones where you put them in a vacuum seal bag, zip it up, and then you use a vacuum to kind of suck the air out of it. And the great thing about it is that it kind of condenses and compresses everything. For the most part, it keeps things fairly wrinkle-free. I mean, some of it's going to depend on the material, you know, that's a hit or miss. But if it's something I know I'm not going to wear for a long time, or if it's just so big and bulky, it just needs to take less space, the Space Savers bags come in real handy.
And as far as storing wigs goes, you can either store them in their bag, in their original bag, and then you can store that however you choose, preferably in a space that is not in direct sunlight, if you can help it, because that may actually cause the color of the wig to fade just a little bit. Or you have the option of storing it on a wig head. Now, if you have the space in your closet for wig heads, that actually tends to be better for the wigs, since it will hang the way it would be on your head and you can keep it styled. If it's any wig that has spikes or any sort of gravity-defying type hairstyle, wig heads are much better than trying to put it back in its package, because that
Example.
doesn't always tend to go well.
Yeah. And I didn't even think about this. I was like, oh shoot, this is over like 5 feet away from me. Let me go pull this real quick. Perfect example. My Kane Sena wig is obviously something I can't put back in its original bag because it's very, very styled. So it stays on a wig head at all times. But I also have it double bagged. So helps keep dust off of it and keeps it a little bit cleaner. So it's less maintenance that I have to do with it. And it just sits right on its stand. I don't have to worry about it. It's done. Now to rebag it.
You wouldn't think that dust would be an issue with costumes, but not only can it cause allergies, it can actually cause the color in your costume to fade a little bit.
Yeah, it can actually cause a little bit of wear and tear. It's very subtle and it does take a lot of time for it to happen, but dust does cause damage. It's the same thing if you have prosthetic pieces made out of latex. Always store those in an airtight container or in a Ziploc bag. Keep it away from dust as much as possible because that will damage the latex in
And light.
a pretty quick amount of time.
The instructions I've seen on my latex prosthetics will tell you to put them in a dark, cool container.
Yes.
So basically, away from direct sunlight, as airtight as you can make it, so that the latex basically doesn't dissolve over time. Because otherwise, it'll get brittle and literally it will dissolve. And if it's in sunlight, like many things, the color may fade. Speaking of latex prosthetics and makeup supplies,
Yes.
you can choose to keep your cosplay makeup supplies separate if you choose from your standard everyday makeup supplies, if you wish. Of course, this goes for men, women, and otherwise, because everybody can use makeup. You know, we're not discriminating in the least. Everybody can use it. Everybody should use it. Or you can just keep it in with the daily supplies that you use every day if it's the same makeup.
It depends on your makeup needs. All of my body paint stuff has its own separate makeup bag. I got something special just for that because I knew the supplies are going to be different because it also needs to include all the brushes, the different types of sizes of makeup palettes and paint palettes that I have to use. So that for me is just easier to keep it completely separate from each other.
Usually the things I use for coloring my eyebrows, because that's not something I do on a daily basis, those I keep separate. But if it's just the general things like blush, foundation, eyeliner, things like that, those pretty much stay in with my daily supplies since I do use those a little more often throughout the year.
It's also a good time after a convention to go through your makeup kit and see what stuff is still good and what stuff has expired because makeup does expire. Body paint does expire. So check those dates and make sure that they're still good. If it smells kind of funky, get rid of it and replace it, please. It's better for your health and for your skin.
Also, if it looks funky, same thing.
Oh, if it looks real funky, you definitely want to get rid of it.
Yep, even if makeup doesn't necessarily have a date on it, there are general rules of thumb which you can look up on the internet because the internet knows all things. But each class of makeup is only good for, you know, it may be only a handful of months. Some of them are good for a couple of years, but after that, it's usually best not to risk reusing them. I know that as cosplayers, we really enjoy being frugal, but one of the like smallest mishaps that can happen is that you break out if you use expired makeup. But you can actually, you know, on the more severe side, you can get infection.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely can.
Yeah, so it's best don't take a risk with that sort of thing. Just toss it and get new stuff.
Good rule of thumb, especially with foundation. If you're doing something with a natural skin tone, if it starts to turn a little bit orange, good time for you to toss that and get yourself some new foundation. Or as Carrie just said in chat, yeah, eyeliner mascara is about 6 months to a year, depending on the company and the brand. If you get like the vegan eyeliner, because that's more of the trend now, that stuff does not last very long. It's great because it's, cruelty and animal free, awesome. Does not last because it's all plant-based. So
And that goes for adhesives as well, prosthetic adhesives. Things like liquid latex are pretty popular this time of year, especially around Halloween. I know from experience that stuff does not last long. It's not longer than a year. So if you think that you're going to go to Party City after Halloween is over and stock up so that you can have this massive supply that will last you for a while, it
It
doesn't. It
doesn't.
dries out. And then you've wasted all that money. So, generally, if you're going to have makeup for cosplay purposes or for things like prosthetics and such, generally you're only going to buy for about a year ahead. In general, there are some things that last longer, some that are less. Generally, it's about a year. After that, you need to replenish your supply again. All right, so there are those. And then there are specialty materials, things like silk and satin, things like leather. For those sorts of things, it may require special conditioning to keep it nice and supple for continued wear, depending on how long your cosplay is going to last. This can also go for things like suede, microfabrics that may need to be brushed, anything with a nap, and things like wool that moths happen to love eating.
Yay!
Some fabrics just need to be specially protected, and it's best to research how you need to treat those special materials for storage. Like for any leather things that I have, I actually have leather conditioner. And I have to put that on there to make sure that I keep enough moisture in it so that it doesn't crack. Anything like silk and satin, I can't really wash easily. It has to be dry clean because otherwise it spots in water, in standard water. So just keep an eye for those sorts of special cosplay supplies.
Yeah, cleaning instructions on those are always going to vary depending on what the material is made out of. So just do your best with your Google Foo, look it up, and you'll have plenty of tips right at your fingertips.
Yep. And if you need any special conditioners or chemicals that you need to be able to treat it, you'll want to purchase those as well at the same time when you get the material. Because we're talking about all the chemically goodness.
Yay, chemicals! Woo!
Indeed. And of course, there's always the storage of cosplay supplies themselves, the things that you use
Yeah.
to make the cosplay. You have to maintain all of your tools, the things that you use to make the cosplay, sharpen your scissors, replace sewing machine components. If you have rattle spray cans, once you've used them up, make sure that they are completely empty before you dispose of them, please, because they are highly flammable. If you have anything like acrylic paints, just like makeup, those have a shelf life. They will dry up after a couple of years, maybe a few years if you're lucky. Those have to be replaced periodically.
I just had to replace a bunch of them recently.
Yep. My collection is actually due to be replaced. That also goes for common adhesives, things like Fabri-Tac, things like epoxy. Those also have, like, pretty much most of the stuff we use that isn't made of metal generally has a shelf life.
Well, even like sewing needles have a shelf life because it's, oh goodness, what is it supposed to be? Like every 500 yards, you're supposed to change out a needle or something ridiculous like that. Like the shelf life of a needle is supposed to be really, really small. Now, obviously, we use them until they break because that just seems silly to keep putting in new needles when it looks still so good. But,
They actually get blunt, much like
they do.
scissors. Basically, like every, I'd say, couple of costumes, I have to sharpen my scissors because they get dulled with all the fabric. It's kind of the same thing with your sewing machine needles. They'll get dull after punching through multiple layers of fabric for long periods of time. Yeah, the sewing machine's got a lot of force behind it. Never stick your finger underneath it or you'll find out real quick. But the needles do get blunt, just like scissors do. That also goes for box cutter blades. Those get blunt after a period of time. Any sort of bladed item basically needs to be resharpened if possible or replaced if you can't. Anything that involves fabric dyes,
Yeah.
you may need to simply replace the entire die, especially if you have a packet that you can't really save the die in.
Oh yeah, if you're using one of those powder packets, if you don't end up using all of it, just toss it. Trying to
Get rid of the
store that and
rest.
save it, it's not worth the hassle, it's not worth the effort. If the air doesn't oxidize the dye within the first couple of weeks, just trying to maintain an airtight seal container around it is just near impossible. Just dump it if you're not going to use it immediately.
And please try and do it in an environmentally safe
Yes.
manner. So if you need to mix it in with, used up coffee grounds or cat litter, please do. Just so we're not drinking the dye later, because that's not cool. My insides don't need to be purple.
Right. Though a lot of dye companies have gotten much, much better about utilizing natural content, so that way they are much safer to dispose of. So thank you, dye companies. Really appreciate that. Basically, all of this is once the con is over, you take inventory of everything and anything around you that's cosplay related, figure out what needs to be cleaned up, what needs to be get rid of, what you need to update, and then pack and store. And it sounds like a lot, but again, it's kind of like the Zen cleansing routine, because once you get into it and things are done, you're just like, oh, I can chill, I can breathe, and work on my next costume without having to play, 20 questions with where did my seam ripper go? Because that inevitably happens every time.
And you may end up deciding you need to upgrade your tools because tools can be upgraded just like cosplay. Maybe you need to replace tools. It happens. Basically the same sort of purchasing rules apply with cosplay supplies as they do with cosplay components.
It's all important stuff. Mostly, just
Yes.
make sure that when you get home from a con, clean your costume and store it. At the very least, clean and store. Clean and store.
Store it with love.
With love, with all the love in the world.
You will thank yourself later when you go to wear it again. As much as I can empathize with tossing it in a corner right after you get home from a con
I've
because
done
you're
that.
exhausted, I totally empathize. I want to so badly. You have no idea. But I basically tell myself I'm going to be sorry later. It's like delayed gratification. I can either do it the easy way now, or I can just take care of it the way it's supposed to be taken care of, put in the effort now, and then it's so much easier later.
I've only done it once, and it was to a costume I really, really hated. So it was worth it. And I was going to destroy it later anyway, so it was fine. It was okay throwing it to a corner and so I could stomp on it. Other times, yes, I make sure to clean everything and store it because it just helps me feel better. I know it's done, it's taken care of, and then I can relax.
I've only ever trashed one costume in my life, and I literally took it out to the dumpster the day after I got back, and I just tossed it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes things don't work out. Sometimes stuff breaks or mishaps happen or you just realize you went through that whole thing and you're just like, I can't do this again. I don't like this costume anymore and you just need to get it out of your life. It's also mentally it makes you feel better. No lies.
Yep. And if you're going to throw something out, there's no shame in that. But I
No.
would also highly encourage you that if any parts of it can be salvaged, consider donating. Consider salvaging those pieces of fabric, those components. If you can, like, save the zippers for another project, please do. It's less that goes in the landfill.
Absolutely.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you maintain your cosplay and your cosplay supplies.
Huzzah! And stuff.
All right. And with that, we will bring an end to this episode 199 of Cospod Podcast for all things cosplay. Again, if you guys have any last minute questions for episode 200, please get those in ASAP. Of course, you can contact us via any of our social media here.
In the corner. It's right underneath Amber. You can't miss it.
Indeed, and of course, if there are any tips that we missed about cosplay maintenance, please feel free to put those in as well. We look forward to hearing from you guys.
Yay.
Otherwise, get hype! Get hype! Get prepared! Get your drinks ready and your earbuds ready because it will be an uncensored After Dark episode 200 when we see you guys next.
Oh
We wish
no.
you guys happy cosplaying. Happy Halloween.
Yee.
See you guys in episode 200. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.